The slate seems to be set in Simcoe North. Today, both the federal NDP and Green Party announced they have chosen candidates to run in the September 20 federal election called by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Sunday. Janet Lynn Durnford will be Simcoe North's NDP candidate. The Orillia Elementary School teacher, artist and volunteer has lived in the riding for almost 50 years. She and her husband, Max, have two children. Durnford said she is prepared to fight for Canadians and for Simcoe North residents, despite what she calls an unnecessary election. I'm running because I care deeply about our community and about the future of our country, Durnford said in a media release. Every Canadian deserves equitable and affordable access to safe housing, higher education, truly universal health care, and quality child and elder care, said the candidate. With leadership, we can transition to a green economy that protects workers and tackles the climate crisis, Durnford said. With the NDP in Parliament under the leadership of Jagmeet Singh, we can accomplish it. New Democrats are ready for better. We will get results for Canadians, she vowed. The Green Party announced today that Crystal Brooks has been approved as the nominee to represent the riding in Simcoe North. Although, it's not quite official. Technically, nominations will be accepted until midnight on August 17. However, the only other, vetted, candidate, Kate Root, has withdrawn to support Brooks. Root said she is thrilled at Brooks's candidacy. As a member from the Chippewas of Rama First Nation, Brooks is uniquely situated to step into the spotlight currently surrounding Indigenous issues and long-standing Green Party initiatives to take ecological leadership from Indigenous communities, noted a statement on the party's website. Brooks is a longtime Green supporter, ecological and environmental defender and activist for Indigenous rights, having played a significant role in the publishing of the final report on missing and murdered Indigenous women, notes the statement. The Greens feel confident heading into the short election campaign. We have enough local momentum, dedication and savvied enthusiasm to make a serious run and make this short whirlwind of an election a memorable one with the potential to truly challenge the historical political landscape in Simcoe North, noted the party's statement. While both candidates will be running for the first time, Durnford did put her name forward to represent the NDP during the October 21, 2019 federal election. However, she withdrew due to the party's vetting policies. Simcoe North has long been a conservative stronghold. MP Bruce Stanton won five consecutive campaigns before announcing his retirement earlier this year. Adam Chambers won a local contest among party members to carry the conservative banner this year. Meanwhile, the Liberals in Simcoe North also have a new candidate, Cynthia Wesley Esquimox. Orillia Matters will profile each of the candidates in the days ahead.